This is RSBNB Update, episode 315, recorded Thursday, June 30th, 2011, Leaving the Dragon Age. Hello, everybody, and this is RSBNB Update, as you probably gathered through the episode opener, which we don't know what it's going to be called yet, but it's probably something about loyalty or RuneFest or Google or who knows
something
what.
Something completely random.
Yes. Paul's here this week.
Hello.
Who was letting me talk to his cat a short while ago, which really didn't pan out, so his cat's not my guest host on the show, so it's just him this week.
Yep, cat went away, so sorry. He wouldn't have been very talkative anyway. At least I would assume so.
Yeah, anyways. So this week marks the last update of June, and that's something JX has been ramping up to even since last week when there was no update released, and this week's update is the Members Loyalty Program, which Paul noted is spelled as a English spelling, P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E, which is perfectly fine
with
me.
Silly spelling.
You know, I wish we'd use that kind of spelling here in Canada, because Canadian English is like a combination of both British and American English, and you never know which one you're supposed to use. So,
yeah, kind of get the short end of the stick on that one.
Yeah, so I just wish we used the British one. Because, you know, the American one is a whole lot more lazy, you know, like drop the...
Oh, you have no idea.
E at the end and the U in favorite and other things like that.
I'm taking my English comp class now and we're learning all the... Like, you know, there's very odd things in the English language, but then when you start to... get into what it's supposed to be as to what we use now, it is very strange. But
yeah
anyway,
it's one of the most heavily butchered languages that exist, you know. If you look at any of the
odd
other languages, they're so much more pure, but this English language is just brutal. But
yeah,
anyways, that's linguistics 101 for you guys today.
Indeed.
So the Members Loyalty Program is for members only, as the title implies. And you get points through however long you're subscribed. And
starting
you can,
now.
Yes, starting now. And you can use these points to buy certain things, including auras, emotes, costumes, recoloring of certain items, and titles. So let's first talk about what you mentioned since now, because the points are not retroactive. So meaning if you're like me and you've been subscribed since 2004, you're kind of out of luck in that, well... You know, you only get 500 points just like someone who subscribed last week, which is kind of disappointing, but that's one thing I would have changed about this because, you know, I know so many people out there who said the same thing that said, I've been subscribed since 2003, 2002, and we get 500 points just like everyone else. Why?
Yeah. It wouldn't be very hard to just implement that for... retroactively. They know when you created your account, so I don't know why they didn't just give you a big hunk. Just say it was 15,000 points a year or something. Just,
yeah.
Not
like
zero.
Even, yeah, like even it didn't have to, it wouldn't have to be the monthly things, but like as you just mentioned, if it was saved, yeah, a certain amount per year, 15,000 per year, that'd be fine.
Yep.
But maybe they just don't want to upset the new players who... Like, you know, it's a typical JX thing. Don't upset the new players. Target at the majority of the people who have subscribed probably in the past 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
So,
well,
anyways, here's the way it works. Month one, 500, which we all got. Then we jump to 3,000, 7,000. I mean, 3,000, 5,000, 7,000, 8,000, 9,000, 10,000. Then orderly all the way up to 15,000 for month 12.
Right.
So that's the progression of that. And after month 12, as long as you renew your membership each month within 7 days, you will continue to get the 15,000 points. And if you let it lapse, you will go back to the 500 point level.
Yeah, it sucks, but whatever.
And then they also say a player who subscribes for 6 months, then lapses for 14 days will drop back to month 4. Subscriber for 3 months and subscribes within 7 days will not be affected and will continue to earn even more points. A player who subscribes for 4 months and doesn't subscribe until 30 days later will be back at the beginning.
Hmm. Well, take some, you lose some, I guess.
And, you know, there is also another thing in which if you use a game card to subscribe for more than a month at a time, you get more points for that. So let's say you go out and buy a 30-day game card, you will get more than 500 points. And, you know, people were complaining about that, but I don't see what the issue is in that, because you are subscribing for that amount of time, and you would get those points if you had subscribed regularly.
Is it more expensive to do game card? Do you know?
I think the last time I looked, the 90-day game card was something like $22.95. So yeah, it is more expensive, about $7 more expensive than if you were to just pay the $5.95, or in my case, $5 monthly fee.
Is it $5.95 for normal?
Yeah, $5.95.
Oh, I thought it was like $7.
No, that's if... Well, that's if you use an alternative method. I'm just talking the credit card method.
Yeah. Well, I thought it bumped up to 7. I know stopped subscribing, and I know it was 5, and you have, I think it's
5.95
days or something to subscribe.
Yes, that's right. Yep.
And I didn't do that, so.
Bumped up to the new pricing scheme, so.
Yeah.
But really, it's not that much. I mean, what's 95 cents to someone? Like, more people spend that on their way home from school buying snacks. So, like I say, if you can't afford RuneScape membership, just go one day without buying lunch or something, you know?
Yeah, it's $15 a day for lunch, so.
There you go.
So,
that's how the point structure works. I think it's a fair way of doing it, and they could have been a whole lot more criminal with this than allowing people to just buy the cards and get these... buy the cards just for the sole purpose of getting points, i.e. turning them into points cards, but they didn't. So I think that makes it clear that what Jagex's stance on microtransactions and the game and items that influence stats are. Because if you think about it, these are microtransactions, because you are paying your $5.95 a month and getting a set number of points. So in effect, you're using those points to buy something in-game, and you have to assume that some portion of what you pay has to go towards something that can grant those points, right?
Yeah.
I think this is all we're going to see in relation to RuneScape microtransactions, which I think is a nice of the road, because
none of these are game changer.
Changes. That's the thing. Like, that's what I said about them in the past, and they're really, you can just play the game as you normally would without them. So, but you know, they could have went full throttle with this and had a full-blown microtransactions thing where you buy points and you can buy these things and maybe other things as well. So, you know, it's worth saying that this is Jagex's stance on microtransactions, probably, and we won't be seeing anything else.
At least not for a couple of years anyway.
Yeah, that would really make people upset, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, personally, I like the idea of microtransactions, so I'm happy with this as a nice middle of the road.
I'm happy with the way some microtransactions work out, like, as we'll talk about in a bit, TF2. But, I don't know. I don't like them in some cases, but if you can work it out so that it doesn't change the game to a point where if you pay, you get better things, then I'm happy.
Yep.
And this falls in the line of that. You don't get anything better. You get something that looks nicer, I guess, or looks nice, but nothing that will help you advance in the game.
Yeah, nothing even helps you that far. Even the auras. I mean, oddball aura turns dwarf cannon ammo into things like beer, squids, or brains. Cut poison damage in half is another one. Party Pete to distract your foe by the medium of dance. Guaranteeing a finishing blow if they're near death on an NPC. these two do not work on PvP. Actually, anything combat does not work on PvP. Offensive magic spells, 5% greater chance of hitting. Range accuracy, plus 3%. Increased chances of catching fish. Slow down prayer drain rate and increases restoration from prayer potions. Prevents you from falling, from failing obstacles if you're on an agility course. And get XP and 10 different skills within 3 hours to receive a bonus reward. And
that's very, or this, the whole aura thing's very World of Warcraft type, because there's the activation time and then there's the cooldown.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
You can activate it again. That's and very.
It should
RPG.
Be worth noting that these are all on sale for 400 points this week, except the last one, Jack of Trades.
Hmm.
For me, it's a toss-up either between increases chance of catching fish or slowing the prayer drain rate.
I'd go for probably prayer drain, because I mean you can always get fish. And,
yeah,
but when you're on a boss fight, you just don't want to have to drink.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. But I don't do that. I'm more of a skilling type person, so I my thing for not wanting
but,
to buy
but,
the.
But you quest, and suppose there's another. What's the
nomad?
Nomad. Yeah. Well, if there's another nomad, I mean, would you probably really want to be able to have prayer? Then, or did nomad dream prayer? I guess nomad
yeah.
was no prayer, right? But suppose there was some big ass.
You need to use
boss.
Some prayer.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway.
So that's the auras. Then there's emotes, which include catfight, facepalm, shake hands, high five, surrender. I don't know why anyone would want to surrender. It's like, it's really a cowardly the emote guy
they're
waving
they're
the
from
white
France,
flag.
That's why they would surrender.
Who's from France?
I don't know, but they would buy that.
Talk to the hand, breathe fire, levitate, muscle man pose, ROFL, snow, and storm.
Yep. Some of them look decent, but not huge.
Yeah, I want to, of these, I want to buy ROFL, levitate, breathe fire, and snow.
Yeah. I'd probably get facepalm. That's always useful. Levitate. Snow would be nice. Well, snow would be almost like the what's the one? The snowman one, I think. Doesn't have that particle. Doesn't. No. The point. Dramatic point has the particle effects. One of them added particle effects. When they added that to the engine.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway.
But breathe fire.
Yeah.
I want to see that one. I wonder what would go nice with a fire making cape.
Yeah, it would.
A few of these are also on sale, including catfight, talk to the hand, shake hands, and high five. Catfight is 100 points, and the rest are 400 points that I mentioned. So go grab one of those before this ends in a couple of weeks. They didn't say when it will end, but everybody will have a chance to pick some of these up if they want.
So you had 500 points this month?
Yes.
So you can get one of those auras and then one emote, or you can get like several emotes. I mean, you don't have a lot of options, so pick whatever works, at least at the discounted price.
Yep.
Well, they're good. Anyway.
Then there's costumes, which, as expected, these are Eastern Lands costumes, some of these, so that is foreshadowing that there's going to be something to do with the Eastern Lands at some point, so not much to say on those, just that you wear them and they don't have any stats, and the Dervish costume is 100, and the Eastern, Saxon, and Sambar are on sale for 400 points during the promotional period. Then we get to the recoloring, where you can change the color of your pet rock or Robin Hood hat.
Yeah.
I don't know why one would want to change the color of a Robin Hood hat, because Robin Hood hats are authentic like that, you know, with that color.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd... I mean, I guess to make it... If you had the green hat and you had the... I don't know if you can make it black, but if you had black dragon hide, then you could maybe make it
looks black, like white, red.
You had
yellow.
I think
blue.
Blust Guthix Dragonhide, isn't that? Or I guess do they have? I guess they don't.
Yeah, the Guthix Dragonhide.
Yeah, I get. Is that that's black, like, Dragonhide worth, right?
Yeah, black Dragonhide stats, pure green.
So I guess you could wear that. But yeah, I guess just to match your Dragonhide or whatever of choice. Whatever. Not a huge thing.
And last but not least, the titles. So these are titles like Sir, Dame, Lord, Lady, Deuterino, Dudette, Lionheart, King. So basically what this does is just inserts a little thing next to your name, and that appears in chat and on your right-click one. So other ones include Crusader, Hellraiser, Desperado, Baron / Baroness, Count, Countess, Overlord, Overlordess, Bandito, Duke, Duchess, Big Cheese, Bigwig, King, and Wonderkind.
Huh.
You know,
never heard of the last one.
Yeah, but, like, the thing with these is they're just titles that go in front of your name. I don't really see the point to them.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to have them at some point, so, and there's not enough to be unique enough that it would be worth having, in my opinion, a title.
Yeah, I don't quite understand why you'd do that. Especially, and it's going to cut off your chat room as well.
Yeah.
Your room to type, rather.
If your name was Paul, you could be Sir Paul, like Sir Paul McCartney.
I could, but that'd be
Sir Bill Gates, Sir Elton John. I think those.
Bill
are the
Gates
three.
Doesn't have a.
Yeah, he does.
How the heck did he have one?
I don't know. He doesn't use it, but he does.
But I mean, like, he was born in the United States. How the heck can he have a knighthood?
He has one.
Yeah, of course he does. Rich guy. Has whatever he wants. Anyway.
And there are many more, of course, but those are the ones that I remember off the top of my head, those three.
Yep.
That's it for the loyalty program thing. I don't think there's anything else to mention aside from this, except for the sale, that it will be going on for at least 2 weeks, possibly longer. So best to get in-game and make sure you take advantage of it while you can, because they don't know when it's going to go on sale again. But they did say that in the future they will be adding more rewards to this thing. So it's something that's going to keep growing with the game, which is a good thing, I think.
Definitely, yeah. Especially if there are the same genre of not game changers. It's good.
Yeah,
so they don't add something that 100,000 points for a Master Sword or something. That'd be a little different.
I don't know if this would be the right place to do it or something, but I would really like a skill reset token.
You want to redo farming, I take it?
Yes.
One.
Yep. And get a T+ farming cape.
That'd be an interesting way of doing it versus having to... Well, that's still less work than doing to 120.
Yeah, or...
Kinda. I mean...
But see, that's the thing. They could add 120 and so many skills, but there's just really no content to fill it. But if there was 120 farming, I would probably go for 120 farming.
Yeah. I think someone asked that in the RuneScape forums. Or no. That was
they said
on that thing.
It was in a Q&A somewhere. They said that, you know, they thought about it, but for now, nothing's changing.
So. Yeah.
Anyways, I think that's all we have to say about the loyalty program, so on to patch notes now.
Indeed.
Anything stick out for you in this week's patch notes?
Nothing overly amazing.
Okay. The only thing I want to mention here is that the Warriors Guild has been neglected. I mean, not the Warriors Guild. The games room has been neglected severely. We all remember the games room came out back way a long time ago. I remember going there when I was level 73. I'm level 131 now, so that gives you an idea of how long ago the games room came out. It had to be way back in 2004 sometime, I'd imagine. So for a long time, we had hopes that the games room would actually come to be something that is used by people, but it has not been, and there has not been any games added that are very interesting. I forget which ones they have in there right now, but that just shows you how interesting it is. But we all know that on the games necklace, there used to be an option that said Burthorpe Games Room on there. That has sadly been replaced with Burthorpe Troll Invasion, which is right outside the games room and next door to the Warriors Guild. So for some reason now we got a teleport that goes to the Warriors Guild on the skills necklace or something, or the combat bracelet, I forget which one, and the games necklace going within a few paces of each other. Why?
Well, I guess one's rechargeable and one's not, but the only time I would use games necklace was to recharge my glories.
Yeah, me too. but like they're right next to each other. It makes no sense. Like, it just shows that the games room is severely neglected.
Yeah, I think they updated it at one point.
Updated it once, and that was it, because it only had two games to start with. And there we got Draughts, which is checkers, of course. Rune Link, like Connect Four, Rune Versi, and Rune Squares. But I would like to see more stuff in there. Like, why can't we have, like, blackjack or poker or something? Of course, not to, like, gamble money away or anything, but
oh, that'd be interesting. Gamble away GP. Get some very interesting results with that.
Yeah, and you know, I don't think
I don't think they would add that. Yeah, I don't think that would go over well.
So anyway, so that was at the bottom of the patch notes under miscellaneous. The Netherlands clan flag has been corrected. So, as well in the graphical thing. So, now that's patch notes for the week.
There we go.
Nothing really strange in there.
Still good. Thought I closed the notes.
Okay.
I'm just silly.
So, Paul, do you want to go to RuneFest in October?
If someone pays the flight, I will gladly go. Even though I don't play so much, I will start up again right before that happens and go to RuneFest and enjoy that. But someone has to pay my flight.
Okay.
So, someone want to do that for me? I would be glad to give you amazing pictures with my point-and-shoot camera.
Well, you know, this is something that people would like to do, but some can't because of funding. So Jagex has a tournament to get into RuneFest. It's the 5 versus 5 tournament in Clan Wars. So the idea is you get a team of 5 people together. You fight teams of other groups of 5. And the winner at the end of this tournament, the entire team will get to go to RuneFest and fight the Jagex pros, Jagex's own people, in Clan Wars at RuneFest.
Huh.
So
that would be good. That's actually really awesome. Especially if they're not, the winning team isn't from England. That'd be better.
Yeah, I was reading through the rules, and you have to be over the age of 14, and if you're under 14, you have to bring a parent with you. Jagex won't pay for the parent coming. Also, they also won't pay for the parents' accommodations. So you're on your own if you're underaged. Also, they mentioned that I think it was 2 points for a win, 1 point for a draw, and 0 points for a loss in this thing. And at the end of the day, whoever has the most points advances on into the, it's like a ladder type thing, and then at the end you get to go to RuneFest.
Huh, well, hopefully we've got some intrepid listeners who are going to do this. It'd be amazing.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. Like, it would be nice to do this kind of thing, but I don't exactly know 5 people who would put together a team like this. And you know, at the end, it's going to come down to whoever has the best team that can get through the end. And, you know, that's going to be some group of people, not necessarily all maxed out, because, you know,
they're going to be pretty darn well maxed.
Yeah. In their various areas. I'd imagine you'd have some mage person and some person who can tank and just melee heavy hands and whatnot. So, second place gets 6 months membership and RuneFest goodies, and third place just gets the RuneFest goodies. So, There is something in it.
It's not too bad.
Even if you don't win the grand prize, there is something in it for you.
Yep. Very nice.
So get your team together if you're interested in going to RuneFest at all. Are you PvP?
Yep. Yeah, I can't do PvP.
No, I've only ever got one kill in my 6+ year wilderness career. I mean, RuneScape career.
Yeah, I don't know how many. It's not very high on the list.
Yeah, we used to go every weekend a long time ago, and that just quit, and we never really got any kills, so.
I know. I used to have tons of fun. We'd go out real late because we didn't want to go out during peak hours, and we got some fun kills. Deep wilderness, but those days are long since passed.
Did you take your cat out there one day?
No. Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe. There was this joke that we were going to make with the cat, and I don't remember
what it was. And I can't remember it for the life of me.
Yeah, me either.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter now. The wilderness is back.
It was a lolcat. Yep. Anyway, Clan Citadels. What are these?
I don't know. What do you make of it?
They look cool.
They're going to be floating above Gilinar, apparently.
That's, I mean...
floating.
Well, whatever works, I guess. But that means you're only going to see them if you're in them. And down below, I doubt that you'll be able to see them from the normal game screen.
Yeah, that's the thing, which is unfortunate. But they do have the skybox technology, so maybe they could work something with that in.
Huh. Yeah,
but
maybe, I guess.
To me, this sounds like construction for the clans, which is good. Basically, your clans get together, and they say working together, you'll gather the resources and materials needed to build and maintain your realm. With tiered progression, enjoy the fruits of your labor as you proudly watch your citadel grow to become even grander.
I hope this costs a lot of money, because some of these clans have a lot of money.
But yeah, it probably will, knowing the general tone of construction and everything, but they don't mention construction at all in here. So I'm wondering if it's going to relate to construction in any way, which it should.
It should. That would make a lot of sense.
But, you know, you can't really do that, because clans are available to both members and free-to-play people.
This is members-only update.
Oh, right. It's right in bold there, right in front of my face. Okay.
Yep, that's why I saw it. Yeah, see you. Clans with 5 or more subscribing players.
Yeah, so obviously it's going to be accessible, because they say 5 players, and, you know.
Well,
you know what this picture reminds me of?
Have to have something.
Yeah.
What?
This reminds me of some of those Nintendo games, you know, that are set in the clouds and stuff.
Yeah.
Like Wii Sports or whatever.
Is that set in the clouds?
Yeah, Wii Sports Resort, I think, is. Seems like it. So.
I haven't played it. I don't play it too often. But, yeah.
It's and they call this mouth-watering concept art, so.
It is very nice.
It does look good, so I will be looking forward to that.
Oh, and they have a larger picture, too.
Yeah, that's good. I wonder if you'd be able to skydive off it.
Huh. You get, like, a little pool, a la Habu Hotel. No. Remember, there's a diving board, and you could jump off of it. You had to pay for that, so I never did that.
Where?
Habu Hotel.
It was this game. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Back in the day.
You played that?
I walked around in it.
Okay.
So I guess that was considered playing.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Well, since this is members only, I do hope it will bring construction into the whole thing. That would be good.
Yeah.
So we haven't had a construction update since a long time ago, since the menagerie, I think. So.
Yeah, this would be a great update, and it could actually, you'd get some really nice things.
It would take construction away from the POH towards, like, we know construction is in the POH and everything, so bring construction up into the cloud.
Quite literally, I suppose.
Yeah.
It'd be nice, so if, like, right now, if you have... Well, like us, we have RSVNB, and if you want to have a clan event, you have to pick someone's house to go to.
Yes.
Or, you know, meet somewhere. But in this case, instead of having the person with 99 construction or whatever have go to their nice place, have the clan place you go to. And then
we
you
all
just
pull
know
resources
go and show
there
up.
You go.
Yeah. That'd be really nice if it turns out like that.
And the clan's name is Bits and Bytes. And right now, you know, the only reason we use it is because we use it to just gather people for people who don't have a clan, because everybody, some of our staff do have clans already, and we're not going to make them swap to that. So if you're not already in a RuneScape clan and you would like to join one, you can join Bits and Bytes. Send me a PM on the forums, rsbnb.com/forums, if you would like to join, and I will gladly arrange a meeting spot with you. Well, this
Indeed.
Is nice. We've gained 197 million XP since it came out, and our total level average is 1744.
Not bad.
So we got this RuneFest Q&A here now, and this was posted, and people posted their questions. There was 11 pages worth of JMod answers, so suffice to say I didn't go through all of them, but I did come across two of them that were stood out really quickly in the first couple of pages. First one, they wanted a live feed for RuneFest, somebody, and JX said, yeah, you know, that might be a good idea or something.
So, yeah, that'd be nice. Could stick it up
mind,
on Ustream or something.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going there and maybe see that. Wouldn't it be nice if we could do a live RSVNB update from there or something like that?
Yeah. Well, live stream would just be like a camera just showing what's going on. But that'd be cool just to like show up a la Twit and go to an event and then just do the podcast.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
But as we said earlier, we don't have the means to go to RuneFest because it is an ocean away, and we're not much for PvPing, so we can't win that contest.
Yeah, sorry.
Another question that was a bit funny when I was reading through this, there was a thing, what happens to the 100,000 botters when they try to purchase RuneFest tickets? And the mod answered, well, there's a filter, and those who are botting that ordered RuneFest tickets will get Justin Bieber tickets instead.
Ha ha! Oh, man, that's like that's pretty bad. I feel sorry for them now. I mean, no one deserves something that bad. Ugh.
I mean, wouldn't it be funny if there was some kind of filter like that that could determine if someone was botting and then not just take their money and then send them something fake?
I know, but then you could get in trouble for that.
Unfortunately.
But yeah, it would be if that was legal, that would be awesome. Oh, Justin Bieber tickets that you like you have to go to, or like you show up in England and then it's like, yeah, Justin Bieber concert, that's the one you have tickets to. Have fun.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, those are the two that I found, but if you're at all interested in RuneFest, you can read that on the forums, which will be linked to in the notes at update.rsbnb.com. So that's it for RuneScape updates this week.
Which means it's time for questions.
Two audio questions this week, first one being from Gnome Thorian.
Dear hosts of RSBNB, Gnome Thorian here, and I have two questions that are related to each other. My first question is, I recently just got TF2, as you probably know now that it's free. And how does it, like, what are your feelings on it becoming free if you had to have paid for it earlier? And I know you guys got, like, an upgrade to your account, and can you explain more in detail what that is? And secondly, what can somebody who plays on a Mac also play on a against people playing on PCs? Because I have a Mac personally, and I love it, and I wanted to know if I could join the PC gaming event, so if I need to get a PC, if I need to download it on my laptop. So thanks for answering my questions. Bye.
So
what did we get for an upgrade for the game?
We just got a hat. This hat. I believe there's also you As a free member, you don't get drops. Is that correct? Or you don't get hat drops, or you don't get something. But it's not a big deal. And then to get the quote unquote premium account, which everyone who has bought the game already has, or what we got upgraded to, quote unquote, what you do is you go to the store and you spend 50 cents, I believe, is the minimum price, or 49 cents
That's it?
on a sticky launcher or a rocket jumper, and I believe that's the cheapest you can go. Maybe there is a limit on what the cheapest thing you can buy is, but I know those are the cheapest items. And then you have the premium account, and you have all of the abilities, which I don't think they're you don't really miss much, unless you don't get drops. There's something that you don't get, I know. And then for the PC versus Mac, you can play on the Mac against people on the PC, vice versa. You can play in Wine, and which should be under Linux, and play against PCs and Macs.
It
It's
works
everything.
under Wine.
Yeah, all the Source games work to whatever. They apparently work fairly well if you know
Oh,
how to
okay.
configure it. I didn't have very much luck when I had to do it the one time. Although it did
For
work
anybody
versus Windows.
who doesn't know, it doesn't mean you need to go drink wine. It just means that you need to use this program called Wine that emulates Windows binaries so that the game can use these things and run properly.
Under Linux versus
Yes.
Windows.
Windows or Mac.
So, yep, there
And
you
another
go.
thing you get on OS X for doing that is you get the earbuds, I think, still. No?
You only got those within the first week or so of that being out. So, actually, if you want to get into the whole underground TF2 thing, you can actually sell those earbuds for probably like $20.
No thanks, I'm gonna keep them.
Just saying. It's stupid how what people are actually paying for hats. It's really
So you're
stupid.
saying I can sell these earbuds in TF2 for $20?
Well, there's some price. It's not cheap, which is stupid. The severed Max's head. It was a promotional item that they gave out if you pre-ordered whatever that game was that Sam and Max do something. If you pre-ordered that game, you got the severed Max's head, and apparently not a whole lot of people did this.
Okay. Yeah, and
So
you
that
also
hat
got
is actually, people will pay $150 for that hat.
I think Bill's hat if you pre-ordered Left 4 Dead 2.
So there you go. But you don't need hats. They're just
They
decoration.
just make you stand
Although
out more
I
for
like
the
them.
snipers.
Yeah, I have plenty of hats, but none of them actually do anything. So, there you go.
I like sniping with the bow and arrow. I think I got like 3 kills in a row with that thing on
It
my
depends
mission.
what map you're on. If you're doing something more close quarters, the bow and arrow is awesome. If you're doing something where longer distance is a factor, you want one of the sniper rifles. I tend to like the piss rifle, which is the,
Piss rifle?
it's the colloquial name for the Sydney Sleeper, which I have nicknamed the long distance piss champion.
I see. Okay.
Not nickname, sorry, I named it because I could. I use a name tag on it. So mine is actually called the long distance piss champion. Then my Jurati is the vintage piss. Yeah, so
I
there you
see.
go.
Well,
That's what it's
that's
currently.
one of the few things you can do at TF2, so
Yep. Have
enjoy
fun
your
with
game.
Infree, and please feel free to show up to our PC gaming event. It's not PC does literally mean personal computer, not Windows. So don't feel left out. Same thing with Half-Life 2 Deathmatch. That is also free. So two of the three games we offer are completely free. Get them both when we have the events. Come to them. Be happy. Speaking of which, we'll have TF2 this coming
Yeah,
Monday.
quite resoundingly, it looks like we are doing TF2.
Yeah,
So,
it sure worked
7-1-1 for the
out.
votes.
Yeah, we had a fantastic time this last week, but we can talk about that later.
Yes. Alrighty, thank you, Noam Thorian. Next one from NAC287.
Question this week is, if you can learn any 5 languages, including your native language, what languages would they be? Yeah, that's about it. Bye.
So five languages.
Microphone.
Yeah. Hey, plug in some earbuds when you record. It'll help. Right. So five languages.
I think you said including alien languages.
I thought you said including your own language.
Oh.
Well, let's just throw in alien because that would be more interesting.
Because, you know, Klingon is an actual language. There are people that study it.
Yep, and there's actually people that are certified fluent.
So take that, all you Star Wars people out there.
I'm sure there's something similar. I don't know what you'd learn, but there you go. So what would you do? Klingon is one of your five?
Yeah, Klingon, French, German, Russian. That's four.
Yep.
Let's go with Latin. Latin's a classic one that it's used in science circles.
That's true. See, I do Russian, Chinese, Japanese, Hindi, and fifth one would have to be maybe French.
That's a good one.
Canada. It covers the majority of the Earth. So
yeah, that makes sense. That's good.
Yeah.
And we could do the show in French.
And you'd have, well, if we both knew French, then we could totally do it in French. So our viewer or our listenership might drop precipitously.
Yeah, probably not a good idea. So
yeah, it's always there.
Yep.
So thank you.
And you're just south of Quebec, so.
I am about. I can get to Montreal, I think, in an hour and a half.
Nice. So. But you know, Montreal is the Anglophone island of the Francophone nation of Quebec.
Yeah, it's very different, but they speak English there, so I'm happy.
Alrighty, thank you, NAC 287. Next one from Meltdown. You want to read it, Paul?
Okay, this is the written question. Hey guys, I got banned for a macroing major in September last year. I know for a fact that I didn't macro, but you know how Jagex are. If they say that you're botting, you are. No ifs or buts about it. They are always, quote-unquote, right. You can imagine I was quite furious, so I gave up all this RuneScape business and also stop listening to your podcast. Sorry. The appeal got denied, but what can I do? I feel like going to their HQ and going, what the, sorry, that was oddly worded. So let's answer this one.
You can pay them money to get your account back.
And don't they reset stuff?
Yeah, they reset stuff. But, so, you know, the truth is I've never heard of anybody getting banned who didn't deserve it, you know? Like, I've never heard of a fake ban. Like, I've never heard of a
unjustified ban
that was unjustified, that was carried through. And he did appeal it, so.
He appealed and was denied.
I've never seen anything like that happened before. If appeals were successful, then it would have been worth it. But I've never seen an unjustified ban. I mean, I've been with this game for 7 years now, and I've never seen anything that wasn't justified before on JX's stance. Like, I've never seen an account get banned for a macroing incident like that without it actually macroing. I've seen accounts get locked for security reasons, but that's different.
What I would do is, if you want to just keep your name, pay them. And if you're going to get your account back, if you haven't already reinstalled whatever operating system you're using, I would do that. Because if there's something that got detected that's on your system, just be safe, get rid of it completely.
Yeah, well, even then,
it shouldn't. If
they're running something else on your system, Java doesn't have the ability to do that. So it would have to be something with what the client was sending that was causing that to trip up.
Yeah, so if you're using something that's not the normal RuneScape client, I don't know what that would necessarily be, but if you're as long as you're in Firefox, Chrome, Internet Explorer,
Or their client,
Google,
even.
or their own client, or whatever operating system you're on, whatever their native browser is, if you're on one of those, you shouldn't have issues. So,
Yep.
but good luck. The second question he has is, what makes RuneScape so addicting? I am 7 months clean of RuneScape until now and thought this game is actually pretty lame. Takes no skill whatsoever and is entirely clicking, excluding talking, of course. I meant to kill a monster, or I mean to kill a monster. You click it, and yeah, you cook something, you click it, you get my drift. I apologize, anyone listening, must be pretty boring hearing me ramble. Thanks from Meltdown. So, what makes it so addicting?
You are completely right in that it's just clicking on it, and there's no real skill involved compared to other games and everything. Like, take RuneScape compared to StarCraft. There is skill in StarCraft, but not in RuneScape. So I'm thinking the thing that makes it the most addicting is the achievements that you get as you go along. And you know, if you're getting achievements, I find the game goes a lot quicker and it's a lot more enjoyable. So for me, that's what it would be to be, quote, addicting.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing. The achievements and then the ability to kind of build up your character. Like you get the achievements and then you're better than somebody. Not necessarily everybody, but you're ahead of the pack somewhere. And it's nice to be able to say, oh, yep, I did whatever, and I'm a level 137 player who has really high stats and a lot of money and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I did get over it, so
There
just.
was a player I used to run into on my farming runs. Curtis Joseph was his name, and he had a cat collection. Like 100+ cats of every color, and he told me about his collection one day, and he said that was like one of the reasons that one of his ways to get satisfaction from the game was collecting his cats, because you know it's not a skill collection or something, it's something else. And he was fa fairly high level, so it gave him something to do. So he collected cats.
Whatever floats your boat, I guess.
Yeah, so.
The crazy cat person in RuneScape is probably not paying nearly as much as the crazy cat person in real life, so.
Yeah, that's true. I
Yeah.
don't think you could safely have 100 or
Oh, that
like
would be a very
700 different
disturbing
cats, you know?
place. Yeah. Yeah. So thanks again, Meltdown.
And just a quote from this: if Jagex bans any account as a result of the breach of rules of RuneScape and you have exhausted the offense appeals process, Jagex may, in its absolute discretion, give you an opportunity to make a fixed payment to reinstate the account. Jagex is not obliged to reinstate any accounts. You're not obliged to exercise the option to reinstate your account. If you are offered the opportunity, it is entirely up to you whether or not you make any such payment to reinstate an account. Any gains or advantages Jagex considers were made as a result of using macros shall be removed from your account. You accept that the account will be returned to you, adjusted by Jagex. Take into account of the cheating offense, and no discussion will be entered into regarding status of a returned account. So, and it just goes for everybody else out there. Do not macro; you will get caught. And you know, what's the point of doing that? Because really, all you're doing is you're painting a target on your back, and you're playing the game illegitimately, which might be fun for you, but it's not fun for everyone else. It's not something to be proud of.
Sue.
Alrighty, the next one is from Lord Rickles. Hello, Shane and Paul. I recently discovered your show and I'm now a big fan. Keep up the great work. Yeah, it's always
That
nice
was
to get
applause.
Compliments like that.
Yep.
I consider myself a Dragon Armor purist in that it's the only melee armor I wear besides a DFS and Nate helmet. I don't know why this is. I guess it's just because when I started out with RS, Dragon was an elite and truly unique armor set. I scrimmed and saved all the time I've been playing, and now a proud owner and wearer of all existing dragon items. However, over the years, dragon armor has become second rate, while the set isn't even complete because the dragon kite is not released yet. It's already obsolete. I feel this is a shame, considering how big a role the armor plays in quests like Wellgothic Sleeps and how its lore will surely come into light in the quest of the Dragonkin. Because you hosts are all longtime players as well, do you feel dragon armor has been overlooked given its big historical and high status touting past? Do you feel that an update to substantiate the armor or to keep it relevant is necessary, or should it just be merely a stepping stone as much of the other metal-based armors such as rune are? What direction do you predict Jagex will go with the armor, considering how highly coveted and meaningful it seems to be to them? Thank you for sharing your thoughts on this. Lord Rickles like tickles, but much more manly.
Of course it is. Well, dragon armor, much like rune armor, has become, I'd say, second rate.
Useless.
To, yeah, it's not. I mean, I remember the days when a full set of rune was 300,000 or 350,000 GP, and that was like, oh my god, that's a lot. And yeah. Now it's like 150. It's not a lot. And then dragon at that time, I think the chainmail, because that was the best back then, was in the 20 mils or maybe more than that.
More than that.
Med helm was way over a million.
Two million,
maybe. What else? Then the dragon plate legs and the dragon square. Dragon square was like 2 or 3 million, maybe more. And then the legs were 5 or 6. So the entire set was 30 mil.
500,000 or 600K.
Yeah, now it's all like diddly. But since better things are coming out, and I think you hit the nail on the head when you say the metal-based armors are just a stepping stone. Once you're past rune, you get to dragon. If you even do to dragon, even if you skip over dragon, it's like whatever. And then you move on to barrows or something else. I don't think they should change it, make it better or anything. It's just in the game, and it's at its current place. It does fit in that before barrows or whatever, but after rune, it does fill the place, but it doesn't really help any player above level 70 defense so much.
Yeah, that's the thing. I completely agree with this question that, you know, dragon did used to have its place, but not so much anymore because there's just so much stuff that's better. Now, you can't just improve dragon armor in 2011 because it's not worth it anymore. That would be a bad thing to do, both to the history of the game and people who had dragon armor in the past. So unfortunately, we are in this same boat. But you know, dragon armor is the top end of the basic metal armor, and that's not going to change, and that's something to remember as well. So even if it's just that, there's still no problem in having a set of it because, you know, it serves its purpose for that.
Yep.
I think at least. So.
Yeah, it works well. And if you don't want to ever have to repair anything, that's pretty much what you want to have, at least around those levels.
If it wasn't for the Dragon Defender, I would be using a Dragon Square Shield most of the time just because that's what there is, and it's cheap and it's decent for what I'm doing. Like, I'm not going to boss fights or anything. I'm just fighting the occasional Abyssal Demon, for which that's more than enough.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So. But, Dragon Kite would be nice, having the full set of Dragon, finally.
Yeah, it's been long enough. We got the, was the Dragon Plate Body last year or year before? And then the...
Dragon, that was the year before with Gothic Sleeps. But,
Full helm was before that, but anyway.
But that's 47 million right now.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Why would you pay that much for a little helmet? Seriously, people.
There was this animated GIF when it came out that showed a piece of chicken, arrows, and some paint being applied to it to make it a dragon full helmet, because that's what it really did look like back then. So.
Yeah.
But those are dropped by Mithril Dragons, so.
Yeah, but it's like.
I don't know.
They're still coming out, so it's not like a rare item in the sense that there won't be more. And it's not worth it due to the. There's better things that are far cheaper. I don't know why it's the economy has it so high up there. But I digress.
Status.
Oh my god, it's a red helmet.
It's red. It's part of dragon, though.
Yeah, but there you get the whole dragon is awesome.
Yeah, but so some people like their dragon, so why not?
I guess. Does they have improved the looks of the dragon armor over time. So, anyway, thank you, Mr. Rickies.
Rickles.
Sorry, I didn't see the... I misread the L as an I. Tickles.
Like Rickles.
Tickles. I gotcha. Okay.
Can tickle you, Paul?
No, don't touch me. So the next question is from Piratus?
Piratus.
Piratus. Looks like it's practice spelled wrong. Anyway, note. Google. Oh, right. Google Plus will be discussed later in tech. Shane, since you don't PK, would you play a game entirely without combat, such as Glitch, where I dumped which I dumped RS for? Apologies if you don't like long articles, but sincerely, Ice. Oh, you just, okay. So, would you play a game?
I've never heard of Glitch.
I haven't heard of Glitch either.
Looks like it has a nice website and everything.
Always a good start. Or a crap website and a, or a good website and a crap game, you know.
Yeah, I don't need combat or anything. It would be interesting to see, but I just got too much other stuff happening at the time, so... Oh my. Yeah, that is a long, crawling website. Front page of a website should never be that large. Glitch, this is not something you've seen before. Glitch is a massively multiplayer game, playable in the browser built in the spirit of the web. Currently in development.
Crap, that is a long front page.
2011. Yeah.
Wow.
And it looks nice. So.
Oh, there you go. Hmm. Yeah, I've played game. Actually, do I play games without combat?
No.
Yeah, I guess I've got some games without combat.
Like
the only one I can really think of is like casual games like Tetris. I love the heck out of Tetris. I wouldn't put as much time into Tetris as I wouldn't sit down for hours on and play Tetris like I did RuneScape, but yeah. Anyway.
Sudoku.
I never got into Sudoku.
But yeah, Google Plus will be being discussed shortly. Next one.
For you.
Go ahead.
I just read the Puritize one.
Okay. Greetings.
I can read it.
I'm not going to say this word. Greetings, Shane and Porous Paul.
Okay.
Apparently you leak.
Not currently. I will later after the show.
Okay. I meant, like, leaking in terms of leaking, like, sensitive documents.
Oh, no, I don't do that. Did you say sexy Shane or not?
No, I didn't. I don't. We don't need to say that.
Oh, well, that's what was in the article. Or that was in the thing. So he knows what you look like, I assume. Or she, I don't know.
It's a he.
Okay, well, he knows what you look like, and apparently he's attracted, so there you go. Or not, yes. Attracted, he likes your physical qualities. He doesn't need to be attracted. Anyway, questions.
The Clan Citadels look promising. Frankly, it looks like Jagex is finally adding player-owned guilds. I've always wanted something like this in-game. I can see it has a huge construction update. That's what we said earlier. The only problem I have with this is it's limited to clanmates. I wish Jagex would implement this for both avid users in clan and friends chat. What's your take on this? Should friends chats also be given access to the Clan Citadel? It would be a good idea,
odd.
But it would be hard to do from the implementation standpoint. Because
yeah,
a clan is so much more rigid than a friends chat channel.
Yeah, for friends chat, it would basically be like a player owned house. I mean, you're going in one person's chat, right? That's
yeah.
What.
Yeah, whereas the.
So.
Whereas the clan is set up as a bigger whole identity, you know, and it has its own identity and multiple people can manage it. And it's just a whole lot more complex, you know, so.
Yeah.
You know, I see where you're coming from on this, and it would be a good idea, but I don't think it will be happening because they want this to be solely for clans. And, you know, it only does take five people. So if you got a group of people that would be interested in this, just create a basic little clan, you know?
Yep. Or come to RSPNBs once that gets set up. So,
yep,
we'll have fun.
Bits and bytes. What steps should I take to make my computer as fast as possible? Tell me everything you know.
You don't want to get into everything, but we'll hit the high points.
Okay, I'm going to start off. Let's just bounce back and forth here.
Right.
If you're running Windows 7, 2 gigabytes of RAM is fine, but you really should have 4 gigabytes of RAM.
Yep. At least if you're... Yeah, 4 gigs out of that, you'll get 3 or so in 32-bit, and you'll see the full 4 in 64. If you want to read one of my old articles on the Informer, I actually talk about optimizations, such as what I would suggest is looking at your startup programs and filter through those and get the only ones that you need versus you're having Java run in the background all the time and Adobe Acrobat and Office and all these other things. If you stop those from starting on the startup, you'll be a lot happier. Speed-wise, anyway.
Yeah, that's a good one. Another thing to go along with programs is just uninstall programs you're not using and make sure they actually do get uninstalled. Because, you know, even though a program has an uninstaller, it's still going to leave things in the registry, which is just icky.
Yeah, Revo uninstaller for that, by the way. Let's see. Another one would be if you haven't reinstalled Windows in the past year and a half or so, do so. You'll thank me later. And only reinstall those programs that you actually use. Don't just reinstall all of them.
When did Windows 7 come out?
2009.
Okay. Well, I'm still running the same Windows install, and it still feels fast enough since then.
Yeah, I reinstalled this January, but I don't think there's any speed increase since then. I take fairly
good... It's like a thing we all become used to over Windows 98, Windows XP, and whatnot, that installing would make the computer faster, when really in this day and age, I don't think it does.
It's still nice to clear out some cruft. I probably cleared up 30 gigs of space just of programs and stuff I didn't use. But
another thing, if you have the money, get a solid-state drive.
Yes. You will thank Shane immensely later.
Yeah, you notice it most on the boot up, but really, who boots up their computer that much? So I don't really care about how fast booting the computer is, but all my applications on OS X launch within one bounce on the dock. Safari used to take less than 1 second. Yeah. So Safari used to take a good 7 to 10 bounces to launch. iTunes is instant. Pretty much everything is instant. Photoshop launches within about 3 seconds compared to 20 seconds before, so it's just a whole lot faster.
Jeez. Yeah, I wish I could afford a nice SSD.
Mine was on sale.
I'm going to build my desktop, and it's like not even close to being in the budget for getting an SSD.
If you're gaming, you don't really need an SSD, you know, because it's primarily just loading the levels, but you don't need it for that.
I know, but just have a nice boot drive and then have Windows on there. But anyway, that's probably where I'll cut it off, I guess. I wrote an article probably about 2 years ago now, and I list a bunch of things. So just take a look through that as well.
Yep.
Informer.rsp. Or I guess, are you switch over to rsbnb.com?
No, we're still informer.rsbnb.com.
All right. I'll just search up PFK99s and you'll find the article about optimization for Windows anyway. Can't say too much for other ones. But I guess they mostly apply.
Lastly, if you can guess which movie I'm referring to, I will give you each 5 million party hats in approximately 78 years. Sleep tight and don't let Frank the Bunny bite.
That is Donnie Darko.
Okay, then.
Yep, so I'll take my 5 million party hats. I didn't look it up.
I have one?
I'll give you a million. How about that?
Okay, that works. I just wanted one party hat, but I'll take take a million.
You have to take a million. You can't just take the one.
Okay.
Sorry.
That works.
You can drop 4,999,999, but you have to take all five. Sorry. You can drop 999,999, but you have to take 1,000,009 in French.
Neuf.
In French.
Alrighty. Thank you, Papero Hot. You should send an audio question. You used to do those really strange introductions, and those are always good to get a nice little laugh at.
Yep. So, on to the tech news.
MySpace lays off more than half its staff.
After being acquired by some place. Yeah, really. Yeah, it's been slowly in that death spiral for the last, when did Facebook come out? About 2 years after that. So, supposing this company doesn't kill it right away, which I would hope not for $35 million. News Corp.
MySpace for that much money, like.
Well, considering News Corp bought it for what, $500 million, they wanted to sell it for $100 million, and they ended up selling it for $35 million. It's like, I don't even know why you even pay that.
It doesn't
much,
even seem worth $35 million.
No, it has a decent user base. Apparently, I don't know who, but
music
whatever.
People, I think.
Even then, geez.
But aren't they even going to Facebook?
You'd think so. It's like that's where everybody is. But at any rate, they did that, and I guess I haven't read the full article, but I guess this company that bought it, Justin Timberlake has some stake in it. Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
Justin Timberlake was in the Social Network movie.
Yeah, I know. That's what I commented on the Tech News Today article that someone posted in Tech News Today on Reddit. They posted this article, and I said, oh, Justin Timberlake still thinks he's Sean White or whoever it is. Whoever the guy from the Social Network. Who did Napster was. But anyway, I digress.
Does anybody out there listening use MySpace? If you do, send a message to Paul or myself.
Yeah. We would be incredibly surprised. Not like still have an account there, just still use it.
Uses it.
There's a difference. Yeah. So number two, Lulzsec announced that it has finished its 50-day raid, as it were. They said that this was planned all along. It was only going to be 50 days. But they've been, not only have they been getting attacked by the media, they're also been under investigation by the FBI. I guess they tried to hack the CIA. I would not do that. But apparently some information about key members was leaked. So whether it was intentional to be closed after 50 days or it just happened, either way, they as Lulzsec have stopped, but it's likely that many of the members are going to split off into other groups and continue their raid of lulls.
Well, that's good because, you know, the internet is not a playground. The internet is a place that people do business and it needs to be treated as such. You know, like I say, it's not the wild, wild web anymore. People need to realize that, yes, the internet is actually something, and you can't just go poking around in servers thinking you're not going to get in trouble for it.
Well, the fact that you can still get into a server is somewhat disheartening.
Well, you can still get into people's houses. That doesn't make it right.
Yeah, but they're locked, and yeah, I guess it's the same deal, but yeah.
They're locked as best as they can be, but just because you can get in doesn't mean you should be getting in.
Yeah. So, I see where you're going. That analogy does work quite well, actually. So ignore my thoughts on that. Anyway, yep.
I don't know. I'm glad that they've done that. That's good. Now we just need to get rid of Anonymous, and I'll be a happy camper.
Good luck. Yeah. So last story for tech. Google
Which is
Plus.
Something that, it's a good thing. I'm still waiting for my invite, so if anybody out there has any, send me one.
There were a bunch going out on Reddit last night. I didn't see it till this morning, but there was probably 1,000 or more that went out. Like someone got it and they started giving them out, and apparently there was no limit, so they were just giving it to whoever would give it to them, and then they would have more invites when you got your invite. So there was 1,000 or more people that got invites last night. And now it's closed off. So anyway,
well, that makes
sense. It looks kind of cool, but Google doesn't want to flood the market yet.
Is to get it before within a shorter time period than 6 months, because Gmail came out in April 2004, and I didn't get Gmail until that September. So my goal is to get Plus faster than I got Gmail.
Yeah, I got Gmail, I think it was in November, right? I can go back and look, because I still have my first email.
Me too.
But yeah, I know. It's like, welcome to Gmail. I was so happy back then. You have no idea. But I do have Google Music, so good for me. It works.
So
it's fantastic.
Google Plus, from the videos and stuff I've watched, it seems as though it's like any early Google thing, you know? It's very clean. It's very minimalistic. It's missing features, which is what Google does. Like, if we go back and look at what Chrome had and everything, which is fine, because that's what it needs to do to build itself up. So this is hopefully going to turn out to be the competitor to Facebook that Facebook needs, because as I always say, there needs to be a competitor in a market to keep things flowing, because if not, then Facebook just becomes comfortable where they are and they don't innovate. So I really do hope this is successful.
I do too, and they have enough new features that like the video conferencing looks actually pretty good, from what I could tell anyway. Not that I've tried it, but you get like 5 people, say, and you all have webcams, and one person starts talking, and it puts them back.
And it's done through the web.
Yep.
So definitely shows where Google is going with this. But, you know, I have a feeling that it really won't take off, because everybody is so, like, there's nothing outlandishly wrong with Facebook. It would take a major Facebook screw up to get people to switch.
Yeah, I don't see it. I mean, there's plenty of people that have Google accounts that will end up getting this. So I don't know how many Google accounts there are, but say it's 300 million, for example. 300 million people get the ability to use the network, but there's already close to 1 billion people on Facebook. It's like there's 700 million active monthly users or something. So it's probably somewhere around 1 billion. So 1 billion people on Facebook, or 300 million people that still have to set up and start using this new thing. It's not going to happen all that quickly. It's not going to make people move in droves. There's not enough wrong, as you say, with Facebook for people to switch.
Yeah, so, like, that's the thing. Like, I wish people would use it, but I don't know if they will, because it's Google. Just look at what happened with Google Buzz. That was probably a misfire, if anything.
Pretty bad.
So,
plus legal issues, too.
Yeah, I just really want it to succeed. I know I will be trying it out when I get it. And, you know, one thing I think they could do to make this successful would be allow you to use it as a front end to Facebook. Allow you to use it as a front end to Twitter. Because these places all have APIs, so why can't you just use Google Plus as your client and get the Google Plus features and post it to Facebook as well and get people to come over through that way?
That would be nice, but Google and Facebook don't exactly belong like that.
Could write an app for it, third party on Facebook,
and then it'll get blocked. I mean,
and then there's a problem with Facebook.
Well, Facebook, and when Google made the huge stink about you not being able to get your data, and then when when you would try to import your contacts from Gmail, it would pop up with a special page because of the refer from Facebook, and it would say, you know,
right,
once you put this data in there, you can't get it out. It's no longer your data. And you could still do it, but it was.
And that's something Google doesn't like. And I think they're going to be fairly adamant about that on the Plus thing.
Yep. Yeah, it's nice to be able to go in and leave wherever you want, which I think will happen quite quickly. But it's nice that there's going to be something
for
else.
It. Like back in 2006, only the people who are going to be on Plus in the beginning were on Twitter at the beginning, you know? And it's taken this long for Twitter to reach mainstream. So What is Plus going to do to fast track that?
Plus, there's that, not to use the pun of plus, but anyway, there's, what was the open source project that was started up by some college students that got a bunch of funding?
Diaspora?
Diaspora. And what happened to that? Diddly?
No, it's still an alpha.
Yeah, it's dead.
Closed alpha.
Yeah. Well, they tried. They stole a bunch of money, so have fun with that. They got like $100,000. They only did 10.
Oh, that would be lots of stuff I could do with $100,000.
Oh, yeah. I would start learning how to program for $100,000. How about that?
Yep.
It would be a very crappy program, but I would do it for $100,000.
But it's going to be interesting nonetheless to see how this unfolds because, you know, it's just like, paradigms are hard to shift with this. I mean, everybody used to send emails with movie files attached to it. Do you still get any of those from people?
Yes, all the time. Oh my god, it sucks. It's like, I want to do the good thing and like re-forward that back to them with a YouTube clip, but I get so many. It's like, grandma, stop it.
See, that's the thing. There's always going to be people who use MySpace. There's always going to be people who stick with this email forwarding thing. There's always going to be people who aren't going to move from Facebook. And I just don't know how they can get in at this point unless they do something revolutionary like they did with Gmail. Because I know Gmail is fairly successful.
Yeah, Gmail is very successful. It's the number two, I want to say. For some reason, I think it's Hotmail is number one. Or maybe it's Yahoo. One of those two have, like, the number one. And then Gmail, I think, is number two. At any rate, very popular. Yeah.
So if anyone out there has a Plus invite, shannon@rspnb.com.
Who would like to? Or, well, I'll get it later. Don't worry about it. Anyway. Other things.
Yes. You don't have paul@rspnb.com, do you?
I could, though. I know you've upgraded. I don't know if I'd use it so much. Although I could probably just get Gmail to get stuff from there.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Alrighty. So, June Skill of the Month update.
And yes, I don't know why I left this in, but July Skill of the Month is starting tomorrow. And that is agility.
Have fun, guys.
Have fun, everyone. I already got 99. I don't need to get any more, but
it might.
Pris still in first place with 9.7 million experience. And yes, I do know there are girls on the internet. I just didn't know if you were male or female, or I didn't know you were female beforehand.
Pris?
Yes.
Oh, I thought I knew Pris was a. Well, I assumed she was a female a long time ago.
Okay.
She always had a female avatar.
Okay. Second is James with 6.8 million, who recently acquired that placement. And third is RRMan100 with 6.2 million. Then we go down to 3 million in fourth place, MetalManiac9. Then the Lion777 at number five with 1.9 million experience. I'm proud to say I gained 9.1 XP, and everybody has gained XP so far this month.
9.1.
I mean 9.1K.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense. I had to scroll down. I was like, how the heck did you do that? But, yeah. Good job, folks.
Yeah, agility is going to be a fun one to watch because when I was doing agility, we didn't have this, but now we've got the Barbarian Assault Penance Horn.
Yeah. That could be some serious experience. Anywhere.
So that will be then. So yeah, have fun doing agility.
Indeed. So
alrighty.
Pick time.
So I'm gonna do a pick that I'm remembering what it's called.
Dragon
movie. No. That was from a long time ago. Last weekend. Watch this movie called The Adjustment Bureau.
Yes.
Which is based off of you know of it?
Yep, I've seen it.
Okay, what'd you think of it?
I thought it was pretty good.
Okay.
I remember it was Matt Damon, correct?
Yes, that is right. Yep. as a congressman debating what he's going to do and stuff. Let's just say it's got a bit of a sci-fi spin to it, or a mystery thriller kind of a spin to it. We'll leave it at that, because you really can't say much more without saying what the actual story arc is, but it is a good show, so you should go and watch it. A bit more hinting, it is based on a Philip K. Dick novel, who is a sci-fi type writer, so if you know of him or you like him, then you might like this movie. It's based off one of his short stories.
Mm-hmm.
And
go watch the trailer. I'm sure you'll know why we want to recommend this, especially where Shane's recommending this. It's a
Why would I want to recommend it from that?
Well, it's very sci-fi. You get it's shown in the trailer, so don't feel bad saying it. But if you are really don't want to watch trailers, just mute this next 30 seconds. It talks about this adjustment bureau that can alter people's lives and their life paths. So the movie is about the alteration of the congressman's path and how this affects his outcome.
Okay, you got 10 more seconds before they unmute.
So I hate all you guys. I hope you die in a fire.
Five, I'm muted now. 3, 2, and 1.
And it's a fantastic movie. So there you go.
Yep. So definitely have a peek at that. You can get it on DVD, download it, whatever you do to get your movies. Apple TV. I don't know where else you guys get your movies, but there you go.
Legal ways.
No, yeah. we don't like that. Because you know, if you do that, then it just doesn't seem as easy as it is to just press a button on the Apple TV and it starts right away, you know?
Yep. Plus, if it's on Netflix, I'm sure it'll be real easy. Although it's probably not.
Yeah, and you know, even on Netflix in the U.S., you could look into that. But here, our Netflix catalog is just very small and really absurd stuff in there. I kind of wish we had your guys' catalog and had the actual DVD options.
That's fantastic. Oh, yeah, you only have streaming. Well, that's all I would use anyway. But at any rate.
See, if it's a movie I really want to, if I really know I'm going to like the movie, or if it's something that I will watch multiple times, I want it on Blu-ray, because I can see the difference between a Blu-ray and a HD download off Apple TV and SD from somewhere else.
Apple TV is only 720p anyway,
720p,
right?
Yeah.
Which is still not bad, but I can see that difference. I could see how you could see the difference between 720 and 1080.
Yep.
In all the glory. So, moving on to achievements of the week. You want to alternate on these?
Yeah, we got a whole lot of them, so everybody strap in. First off, Mr. J1000 yesterday on the 28th with 99 magic. Congratulations.
We've got Harry Monkey with 99 fletching on June 27th.
200 mil, all BRB, 99 dungeoneering on the 26th.
Enon with 99 attack on June 26th as well.
Still on the 26th, Nolan 65, 99 fire making.
I said it wrong, is Eon, sorry. You said Nolan. Arony, something like that.
Yeah,
99
right.
Mining, June 25th.
Sexy Ketchup, 99 dungeoneering on the 25th.
And Tim 2 with 99 attack on June 24th. Congratulations to you all. And I'm clapping.
Yes, congratulations. And that is a record-setting number of 99s.
Also a yay. Congratulations. We have a wonderful community.
8 of them there.
That's really good in a week. I mean, that's
8 of them
good.
In a week. So good job, everyone. And you guys all deserve congratulations in whatever you're doing. So we're happy for you.
I look to see 9 this week. Yep. Or this next week. So
I don't know if that'll be possible, but we'll see.
So what have we been doing?
You want to go first, or should I?
Why don't you go first?
Well, this week has been a slowly quieting down kind of week, because RuneWire 3 has been out for a full week now, and I was fixing little bugs that cropped up after the release, because you know you can never release something fully bug-free that's that big, partially because some of you mods didn't test things that should have been tested?
We tested a bunch.
Then how come the pagination buttons didn't work for go to certain page?
Oops. Because it automatically scrolls and no one goes back to... Well, someone does, obviously, if it found the problem, but we didn't. Sorry. We tried. We got a bunch.
Yeah. What was another... Yeah, there's a whole lot of them, but minor things mostly. So thank you to the community for pointing those out. So I've been bug fixing with that and recovering from an oopsie moment when I destroyed a few days' worth of images.
Yeah.
Thursday to Monday.
Well, sorry about that, folks.
Hope yeah, you know, that kind of happens. That can happen sometimes. Always keep backups of things you put online.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing in the terms of use agreement that says that you have to keep everything. So that's
and
good.
We can only do weekly backups on those files because, you know, it's just so huge when you back up those things. So
yeah, there's some big images.
Aside from that, just quieting down, taking some time for myself, planning what to work on next. And it's not going to be something as big as RuneWire 3, and you'll probably see it quicker. So that's about it in that regards. In real life, I mean, not real life, geez. I mean, on RuneScape, I got 95 attack. I mean, 95 strength.
Freudian slip there. There you go.
Yeah, RuneScape is not real life. So.
No, it's not. I'd be a very, very wealthy guy if that was real life. Especially if gold was at the same rate. Oh, that'd be fantastic. Yeah.
So that's me.
Sounds like a good week. I've still in the classes, so I'm doing those fun stuff. Had a date today. Fantastic. And then this weekend, I've got it's 4th of July in, well, everywhere, but we have Independence Day. So in the United States, and you guys have Canada Day. Congratulations.
Yes.
I'm going down to my friend's house in New Hampshire, and we're going to go out on a, well, myself and four other friends are going to go out on a boat at various points and just generally swim near his house. It's going to be a good weekend.
Do you know how to swim?
Yeah. You have a pool.
Do you know how to drive the boat?
I've never driven a boat. I won't be driving a boat. I'll be riding along.
Okay.
I hope that's all I have to do. That's all I want to do.
Abandoned ship.
All I know, there's no brakes. So,
yeah.
Bit of a problem. Yep, so that's been me.
Alrighty, I think that's about it then. I don't think there's anything else to mention. Tomorrow is the first, so that means the Informer Roundup will be out at some point, so make sure you guys go on over to informer.rsbnb.com to read that.
And speaking about upcoming events with July 4th, July 4th is also a Monday, which means we're doing TF2, like it was mentioned earlier. And because it's free now, you guys should all be there.
Yeah, get TF2 and come with us, and we'll make
epic.
We'll make
it was like the best turnout last week, guys. It was fantastic. Let's do it again.
Yeah, well, that's because you know the TF2 people put in this thing to find servers, so
yeah, I think
our server automatically gets found. So get there early because it might take a while to get in.
Yep, and read the thread. You'll understand how to get in. If you can't, just read the thread, people. You'll understand many things.
Yep. And I think we are doing priority for RSBNB people still, if it's going to be full. So just add Paul to your list and he'll kick someone to put on instead.
I'm a nice guy like that. Yeah.
Alrighty. So we're done for this episode of RSBNB Update 315 for June. Tomorrow is Canada Day. So I'm going to close off with a piece of O Canada techno that I found. So I will see you next week, everyone. Goodbye.
See you guys. Thank you.